bringing the midday workout to a close. But before we leave, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Okay, and today's tea is brought to you by Frontier Communications. Don't go it alone. Today, 21 Savage, he was released on bond. While he waits for the ice hearing. That happened yesterday. His attorney said that he was granted an expedited hearing. He should have been released a long time ago. They said he wasn't a flight risk or a danger to the community. Mm-hmm. 21 Savage says he'll never forget this ordeal or the people he was locked up with in or are still locked up unjustly across the country. Mm-hmm. About to be on his Meek Millie right now. Mm-hmm. So Motown, J-Lo, still a whole issue on the social medias, okay?
Come on, man.
So, what is this dude's name? Smokey Robinson. Thank you. Smokey Robinson, he posted like this whole long PSA on Instagram. It says, when Barry Gordy started Motown, he said, we're going to make music for everybody, make quality music that the world can enjoy. Kids of all races worldwide grew up loving Motown music. Now you're going to try to diminish the scope of Motown and narrow it down to just music for black people. You call yourself defending the image of Motown by saying that. Well, you're trying to set us back 100 years. That's what he said. And I guess since you feel that way about an artist of another ethnicity doing a tribute to Motown, you must have hated Tina Marie, Rare Earth, and some of our other white artists. Don't call yourself loving Motown if you're a hater and spreading the same bigotry that you so strongly oppose coming at you from others. Listen, facts. It was a lot longer than that. I took out the most important sentences. A lot of people, I've never had an issue with the race, but a lot of people did turn to that because she's not black. That was just completely ignorant. My whole thing was just the voices. Like, you just wasn't the one to sing. Mm-hmm. But sis could do whatever she wanted to. You feel me? Like, I don't know why people made it about the race. But anyway, Rich the Kid's entourage was robbed at... a recording studio where Usher was actually recording.
What?
So they were attacked. One of them was badly pistol whipped. Multiple shots was fired. I don't see any major injuries listed except the pistol whipping, so I don't think anybody was actually shot.
Okay.
The suspects got away with a lot of cash and jewelry. Rich the Kid was obviously the target of it, but he was outside when it happened, so his boys got beat up. Now, here's the gag. 4 hours before this happened, he posted a picture of himself holding up, like, at least $50,000.
Ah.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So you're leading people directly to where you at, leading them to the water so they can drink. Hello, good morning. And remember last summer, him and his girlfriend was, they were injured in a home invasion.
Right.
So I'm going to need him, like, if you're going to post it, like, if you have to post it after you're done doing what you're doing. Like, you're still going to get the likes. It's okay. You don't got to post it exactly where you're at. That's how you get, you leaving a paper trail. You leaving a trail. Mm-hmm. Trail mix so they can find you in the woods. All right. So anyway, we heard about 6ix9ine snitching. So it's confirmed that he confirmed that Kuda B, the guy, last name McKenzie, was the man who pulled the trigger in the Chief Keef shooting and admitted that he offered Kuda $20,000. Kuda is currently facing a maximum sentence of life with a mandatory of 10 behind bars for assault with a dangerous weapon in an aid of racketeering conspiracy.
Damn.
Help me, Tekashi guy. He's singing. Didn't he had a nerd to Didn't he had a nerd to drop, like, oh, he dropped the song. I think the post was today. Like, he dropped the song with the cover art or whatever. Meek Mill talking about he unfollowed him. A lot of people unfollowing him. But some people say, like, oh, he should do anything he can to get out of jail. But, like, you was committing the crimes with them. What you look like? Committing the crime. You feel what I'm saying? Come on. So, yeah. So, let's move on. Black China. She signed a new contract, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. So, it looks like her and Soulja Boy are dating. That's the contract I'm speaking about. You already know how she get down. Boyfriends are a business, okay?
Mm.
So, she just ended her last contract with this dude named Kibu, who I never heard of until he started smashing them silicone cheeks. So that one ended like 3 weeks ago, null and void. So they slid in each other's DMs, her and Soulja Boy, and I'm sure this happened after Drake. She was like,
Drake?
A light bulb went off. She was like, oh no, wait a minute, I'm about to be on the Breakfast Club, I'm about to be lit out here anyway. So they met up at Sean Kingston's penthouse and been inseparable ever since. Obviously, because that contract is binding. Like, why would they be separable? Why would they? Anyway. Lastly, Cardi B's Instagram is still deleted. Okay, that's it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, they met up at who's?
I'm so glad you caught that.
Wait
Sean
a minute.
Kingston's penthouse is what they said. Sean Kingston.
I don't know who that is.
First of all, it's his mother. His mother let him have the keys to his own place because she's trying to get his finances in order. He still owe people mad money. Why is he still relevant? How is he having a penthouse right now? Maybe he says, I think it's his mom's penthouse. That's Mama Kingston's penthouse.
Sean Kingston.
For me, bringing contracts together day after day.
Well,
I can't.
With that being said, it's a wrap, people.
Bye.
All right.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.